A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Each night, right before going to bed, I read a spiritual maxim on our Blessed Mother Mary from St. Maximian Kolbe. And this is what I read just last night. The essence of the love of God consists exclusively in fulfilling the will of God at every moment. The essence of the love of God consists exclusively in fulfilling the will of God at every moment. Only one person did this perfectly, our Blessed Mother Mary, and it's what she teaches her children to do. What delight it must have brought Our Lady when she heard her son's words, "My mother is the one who hears the word of God and acts on it." St. Padre Pio, his relationship with Our Lady began at a very young age. He began to have apparitions of her from the time that he was 5 years old. By the time he got to the monastery and had his first spiritual director, he was sharing with him these visions from his childhood of Our Lady, Our Lord, other saints. And the more he shared, the larger his spiritual director's eyes became. And he said, "You've seen Our Lady from the time you were five?" And Padre Pio just began to think this was normal. And he looked at his spiritual director and he said, "Yeah, don't you see her?" One of his spiritual daughters said that he would say to her often, "Love the Madonna and make her loved." I'm going to share just a few sayings of Padre Pio about Our Lady. At the end of his life, shortly before passing, he said this, "If my spiritual children will be convinced of the importance of devotion and faith to our Blessed Mother Mary, I will not think that I have worked in vain, and when I die, I will rest in peace." He said, "Offer everything you are to the Holy Virgin, and from her you will receive everything and even more." He would come upon people who had great love for our Lord, loved the Church, and yet did not trust in devotion to Our Lady. And he had this to say to them. "Those children who continue to be afraid when they are in the arms of our Blessed Mother Mary are foolish. They fear because they doubt the capability of our Holy Heavenly Mother. How foolish they are to think that she might entrust them with something beyond their strength. And the foolishness of them is so great that they don't even realize that she carries the cross with them. She never leaves her children." Someone one time asked her, "You remember there was that period during his life where he had to celebrate Mass by himself. They were investigating into his stigmata and his other spiritual gifts." And someone said, "Padre Pio, how sad that you had to celebrate Mass alone for all those years." He responded immediately, "I was never alone. Our Blessed Mother Mary remained by my side always." And I close with this. "I wish I had a voice strong enough to invite all sinners in the world to love Our Lady."